The direwolf's red eyes were darker than garnets and wiser than men. John knelt, scratched his ear, and showed him the pommel of his sword. "Look, it's you." Ghost sniffed at his carved stone likeness and tried a lick. John smiled. "You're the one deserves an honor," he told the wolf, and suddenly he found himself remembering how he'd found him, that day in the late summer snow. They'd been riding off with the other pups, but John had heard a noise and turned back, and there he was, white fur almost invisible against the drifts. He was all alone, he thought, apart from the others in the litter. He was different, so they drove him out. "John!" He looked up. Samuel Tarley stood rocking nervously on his heels. His cheeks were red, and he was wrapped in a heavy fur cloak that made him look ready for hibernation. "Sam!" John stood. "What is it? Do you want to see the sword?" If the others had known, no doubt Sam did too. The fat boy shook his head. "I was heir to my father's blade once," he said mournfully. "Heartsbane. Lord Randall let me hold it a few times, but it always scared me. It was Valyrian steel, beautiful but so sharp, I was afraid I'd hurt one of my sisters."